One way is that we have sung carols whose words reflect a deep and moving appreciation of the amazing event that happened long ago in a little town called Bethlehem.
其中一种方式就是借着唱圣诞诗歌，歌词中充满着对很久以前发生在伯利恒小城这奇妙事件的许多感激之情。
Another way is the beautiful candles burning brightly in front of us, which help us to reflect on the meaning of Christ's birth. The first candle reflects hope. The second candle reflects peace. The third candle reflects joy. And the fourth candle reflects love. Each one reflects the light that is found in Jesus, who is the light of the world. He is the light that came down from heaven into the darkness of the world to save human beings from their sins. How will God speak to you this Christmas with the free gift of his hope, peace, joy, and love found in his Son, Jesus Christ?
另外一种方式就是借着点燃我们面前这许多美丽明亮的蜡烛，帮助我们思考基督降生的意义。第一支蜡烛象征希望，第二支蜡烛象征平安，第三支蜡烛象征喜乐，第四支蜡烛象征爱。每一支蜡烛都反映着在耶稣里面的光，它就是世界的光，从天而降，照入黑暗世界， 拯救世人脱离罪恶的光。在这个圣诞节，上帝将如何透过他爱子耶稣基督白白赐给你平安、盼望、喜乐、爱的礼物向你说话呢？
The Christmas prayer offered up by Minister Sandy is a wonderful example of how we reflect on life through conversation with God. How special it is to know that our God listens to our thoughts, and he caringly answers prayer. Will we likewise listen to his voice when he speaks to us?
谢教师之前所做的圣诞祈祷，正是我们如何透过与上帝对话来反思人生的绝佳案范例，知道上帝听我们的心声，并慈爱地回应我们的祷告，是多么的特别啊！当他对我们说话的时候， 我们是否也同样地倾听他的声音呢？
And of course, we heard the word of God telling how he revealed himself to Mary, Joseph, and the shepherd. God's coming into their lives helps us to see and reflect upon how God desires to meet with us as well. His coming into the world as a baby invites us to reflect on our own birth and how he was the one who gave us our lives. He desires that we think about our lives in a way that is wonderful and amazing because he is wonderful and amazing. How is God speaking to you this Christmas about your birth and your life?
当然我们听过神的话，知道他是如何向玛利亚、约瑟和牧羊人显现的。神进入了他们的生命，帮助我们看见并思想 神也渴望与我们相遇，他以婴孩的身份来到世上，邀请我们思想自己的出生，以及他就是那位赐给我们生命的。他希望我们看自己的生命是奇妙美好的，因为他自己就是奇妙美好的。在这个圣诞节，神是如何与你对话有关于你的出生和生命呢？
I saw a beautiful Christmas card which had a picture of Mary holding her face against the face of the baby Jesus, kissing him lovingly. The card read, "Kissing the face of God." And that is one of the wonderful things God wants us to reflect on. The Savior of the world was born to Mary, and he was held by Mary in her arms, and she kissed him. How would you feel if you held the baby Jesus in your arms?
我看到过一张漂亮的圣诞卡片，上面画着玛利亚将脸贴在婴孩耶稣的脸上，深情地亲吻着他。卡片上面写着“亲吻神的脸庞”，这正是神希望我们思想的美好事物之一。世界的救主由玛利亚而生， 被玛利亚抱在怀里亲吻着他。如果是你抱着婴孩耶稣，你会怎么想呢？
In my Bible, the title of the section where the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream was Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. Wow. I never thought of it like that before, but it's actually a very accurate way to say what happened. At first, when Joseph heard that Mary was going to have a child that was not his own, he planned to quietly divorce her. But when the angel spoke to him in a dream, telling him not to fear and that the baby came from the Holy Spirit, he did accept Jesus as his son. He accepted God's will for his life. Perhaps we can all ask God what his will is for us this Christmas.
在我所用的圣经里，天使在梦中向约瑟显现的那一段标题写着约瑟接受耶稣为他的儿子。我以前从未这样想过，但实际上这非常准确地描述了当时所发生的事情。起初，当约瑟听到玛利亚将要生的不是他的儿子的时候，他打算悄悄地休了他。但是当天使在梦中告诉他不要害怕，并告诉他孩子是出于圣灵时，他接受了耶稣成为他的儿子。他接受了上帝对他生命的意义。或许我们每一位也可以在这个圣诞节求问上帝，他对我们的旨意是什么。
And was not the appearance of the angel to the shepherds the same idea? God appeared to them and told them where to find his son, who was the savior of the world. And they ran to see him. Upon reflection, is this not the message of Christmas? That God's son came into the world as a baby, and we run to meet him to see God?
天使向牧羊人显现，不也是同样的道理吗？上帝向他们显现，告诉他们他的儿子，世界的救主，降生何处，他们就奔跑寻见他。试想，这不正是圣诞节的信息吗？上帝的儿子以婴孩的身份来到世上，而我们奔向他去寻见上帝。
Will you come to Bethlehem tonight and behold the Son of God who came into the world in the form of a baby to save you and me? He later died on the cross for the whole world and paid for our sins in order that we can have eternal life with God. Will you hold him in your arms and kiss his face? Will you receive his love for you and love him by entrusting your life to him?
今晚你愿意来到伯利恒，瞻仰那位以婴孩的形象降生于世，拯救你我的神子吗？他后来为世人死在十字架上，赎了我们的罪债，使我们得享永生。你愿意将他拥入怀中，亲吻他的脸庞吗？你愿意接受他对你的爱，并将你的生命交托给他，爱他吗？
I'm going to light the Christ candle now. It's the tallest of the candles because he is above all things. Its flame means that he is the light of the world that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He is the light of life, and all who believe in him come into his light and are saved.
现在我将要点燃基督之烛，它是最高的那一支蜡烛，因为它超乎万物之上。它的火焰象征着它是照亮黑暗的世界之光，黑暗无法胜过它。它是生命的光，凡信它的人都将进入它的光中得救。
Now, can the ushers please turn off the lights?
现在让我们把大堂的灯光调暗。
Each one of you has a candle. Can you please turn it on at this time?
请点亮你手中的蜡烛。
Friends, each one of the lit candles we are holding represents the light received from the true light, which is Jesus Christ. Let us all lift our lights high in honor of him as we sing Silent Night, and let us reflect on the light of the birth of Jesus, the Savior of the world, who came into the world to lay down his life for us, so that we who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
我们手中这每一支点亮的蜡烛，都代表着我们从真光耶稣基督那里所领受的光。当我们齐唱平安夜时，当我们高举这光尊崇他，让我们默想耶稣世界的救主诞生的夜晚，他来到世上为我们舍命，叫我们这一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。